Don't miss the shopping mall that refused to sink.
Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast to the protection against heavy rain and flooding by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.
So the big challenge is, how can house owners like you and me get a flood-free home? How can business managers like you and me get a flood-free company? And how can public servants provide flood-free critical infrastructure and livable cities?
Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa. This podcast is for foresighted and proactive people who do not want to shovel the muddy water out of their room while standing in the midst of the disaster.
Therefore, those who design and plan, the architects and engineers, need to construct such buildings and cities, and that even when the entire environment is completely flooded. That is a challenge, and this podcast will give the answers.
Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Flood Protection Secrets. Today I want to tell you about a Saturday I'll never forget. And a mall in the Philippines that decided it would never let a flood ruin family time again. It was one of those weekends where you just want to spend the day with a family. Ice cream for the kids, you can hear you say. Their eyes light up. Yeah, they're already grabbing their shoes. We pile into the car and I'm thinking maybe later a nice dinner somewhere. But first I have had my eye on a new sofa. My partner smiles. She knows the plan. We headed to SM Mega Mall in Cavite. That is a little bit south of Metro Manila. And the place is buzzing, and the smell of popcorn, music from the kids' play area, my youngest tugging me toward the toy store. But you know what? A few years ago, this mall faced a disaster. A heavy downpour turned the entrance to the underground car park into a river. In just minutes, water rushed in, cars were submerged, shops shut down for days, angry customers, massive repair bills, and the owners swore never again. They invested in RSD mountable flood barriers. I spoke about that during the last episodes of this Flood Protection Secret podcast. If you like to know more about it, don't miss the mini-series, part 1 to 8 as well. So here we are today, and guess what? The sky darkens, the rain starts hammering down, and the kind of tropical rain that feels like buckets being poured from the sky. But instead of panic, the security team calmly sets the barriers in place. Aluminum panels lock into the ground with heavy-duty clamps. Water rushes towards the ramp and stops dead. Inside, the air is still warm. The bakery smell is still there. The kids are still licking ice cream cones. My partner is still browsing handbags, and life goes on. And shoppers stayed safe and dry. Cars in the basement were untouched. Stores stayed open. The mall kept its reputation and its customers. So here comes already my golden nugget. Floods don't just damage property, they destroy trust. Protecting your site means protecting your reputation, your income, and those simply happy moments people come for. And if your mall, if you're a mall owner, your business or your car park is at risk, or your private home, don't wait for the next storm. Let's make sure you can keep the doors open, rain or shine. So I'm Andreas Klippe, German engineer, and you will find my contact details in the description if you like to contact me. Give you some advices or support for the protection of your property. That's it already. That was a short episode today. I'm wondering. Yeah, but I think it's okay. So perhaps you'll use this time that you saved today to listen to one of the previous episodes. I can also recommend the episode about the United Nations Risk Disaster Preparedness Day. That is always October 13. I spoke about it in two episodes, some episodes ago. So perhaps if you like to listen to it, it's quite interesting, especially when it comes to the certification and the difference between certified and non-certified flood barriers. As always, stay safe and flood-free. I wish and hope for you that you make the right decisions when it comes to your personal flood protection. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to this podcast channel if you haven't already. Now it only remains for me to wish you a good day. Do something with it. Maybe until the next podcast episode. I would be very happy. See you then. As always, stay safe and flood free. Your Andreas Klippe and the whole Flood Experts team.
That's it again with the new episode of Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippe, German engineer, book author, and head of the Flood Experts. What can Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippe, protect for you? Anytime? Worldwide? Contact us? Or just click through to www.thefloodexperts.de/bonus. Detailed engineering. German quality. Safe. Flood protection secrets. The secrets you'll want to unfold.
Don't forget, you're only one flood barrier away.
Subscribe to the season, and you'll never be late for an episode.